At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm starting to see now that apparently there's a lot of you are interested in some of the things that I have to say. Thank God the podcast has hit well over 1,000 listeners, all time like 3,000+, and that's not to show off or flex, God forbid. It's just to say that, you know, when you have good intentions and you're trying to do something in the world, God's you know, he tends to help you out. This podcast is going to be sponsored by I Want What You Want Hashem. Those who haven't heard about it yet, I opened up a clothing company selling very nice, flashy designs. And the whole idea is that we should all, Be'ezrat Hashem, make something that Hashem wants, more or less something that we want. I also want to mention before I start that I'm looking for investors and opening up a film production company. More details can obviously be had if you email me or send me a DM on Instagram. I'll get back to you. But I'm looking to do something very, very big and to do something very, very powerful that's really going to make a difference in the world. And I need some investors. It has to do with YouTube. So, let me know if you know anybody or if you would like to be a part of it. Today's topic is going to be about letting go and about healing the inner child. Obviously, we're a big compilation of our experiences, and when you go into your adult life, you start to see things come up that you had to face as a little kid, and you start to feel those experiences that you had, that you went through as a little kid. The inner child starts to really show itself, and it starts to really become vulnerable in situations, and you see it all over the place with people that have low self-esteem, low self-confidence, people that don't believe in themselves, people that think they're not good enough or don't deserve goodness or a good relationship for that matter. And these are really a bunch of false beliefs. You know, just because you went through something as a kid, it doesn't define who you are now, and it doesn't define who you were as a kid either. Hashem recreates the world every day. Every day there's morning and there's night, and every moment is a constant recreation to the world. Just because you didn't get made to feel a certain way as a child, it doesn't mean that it should translate into your adult life. Something that I've learned how to do is how to give myself what I always looked for in other people. You know, I realized that I always wanted something from my parents that I didn't get. It was like a verbal kind of communication or kind of emotional connection that I didn't get. And what I learned how to do is how to give it to myself. And this is, of course, after failing in it many, many times, meaning attracting the wrong relationships, because the relationships that I was attracting was really trying to fill a void in myself. And through trying to fill a void in myself, I was attracting the wrong people and attracting, toxic situations. And that's what happens when you're not healed and you go into dating, or that's what happens when you're not figured out yet. It just taught me like a lot of lessons, and I went into a lot of just like manifestation and trying to understand myself. And I learned that anything that I was looking for outside of myself, I really had within myself. Meaning, I was looking for nice words, let's say, so I could just give that to myself. I was looking for someone to talk things over with. I could just write things down on a paper and get over it. Like literally anything I thought I needed in someone else, I found it in myself. And that's really when I became like a very healthy person and a very, you know, mentally aware person and an introspective person. And Baruch Hashem, I grew up. I'm 22 years old now. You know, it's only so much that you can choose to look at the past. A person needs to understand that he, like I always say, Hashem designed you intricately to be great and to achieve greatness, and you have a super charged neshama inside of your body that is destined to overcome and to conquer and to last and to have a lot of resilience. And sometimes we underestimate ourselves and we think we're a lot weaker than we are, but the truth is we're not. We're a lot stronger than we think we are, and we can, and as a matter of fact, we can achieve anything. We just need to put our minds to it. And this message is for everybody, any industry you're in or any you know, lifestyle you're going to live. It's important to know that the way that a person wants to rule his life, Hashem is going to help you. Hashem is going to help you with whatever you want to do. The question is what you're doing aligning with what He wants? And that was really the whole idea behind my merch, I Want What You Want, Hashem. A person has to ask himself, is what I'm doing aligning with what Hashem wants me to do? So if you feel that inner child coming up, or meaning if you're an adult now and you feel, even if you're a teenager and you feel these strange tendencies that come up and you see them as weaknesses, you know, even like, let's say you want to go up to be a chazan in shul and you're scared and you're nervous of it. It could be that one time when you were a kid, someone made you feel like, you know, not comfortable and you didn't want to go up to be chazan. Or let's say you're like a salesman and you're scared to make sales. You have to get over it. You have to realize that, you know, the experience as a kid does not define who you are today. That's really like healing the inner child 101. Just understanding that what I went through as a child does not define me today. It makes me who I am today, yes, but the negative experiences cannot go against my success. A person just needs to understand and be able to let go of this. And how do you let go? I once read in the book Letting Go by David Hawkins, a method of how to let go. And I tried this method, and it's a very powerful method. Sometimes a person can live their lives and they can pick up things and it'll change. Meaning, sometimes a person can live their life and they can pick up experiences. And let's say, for example, like a heartbreak or a negative experience or pain. And you can carry this experience with you throughout your life without ever being aware of it, but subconsciously it'll be there. And this experience will define your decisions. It'll define, you know, what kind of life you choose to live, how you treat people, how you treat yourself. And so let's say, for example, a person, one time someone stole something from you. So now like when you walk on the street, you're always gonna like have an extra hand over your wallet, or you're always gonna be extra careful. And you might not even realize why, but that's because subconsciously you're still holding on to that experience. You're still holding on to the time where someone stole from you and you didn't let go of it. So now how do you let go of it? You have to sit down in a room. And don't think this is weird, this is how you let go of it. You have to sit down in a room, close the lights, let's say, and just sit down and bring yourself back to this experience. It's very possible that some people don't even know what they need to let go of. But try this. Try to sit down in your room and try to just face all of the things that you're scared of. And if you don't know what to think of, then just sit down, close your eyes, and allow your brain to process. Things will just start to come up and flow. Allow that process to happen, because that is you going through the process of feeling and not being numb. Now, what does that mean? It means that you let the feelings come up. You let the memories come up. You don't fight them. You don't hold them back. You let them all come up. You let the emotions come up, painful or not painful. If you need to cry, cry. And you just let this happen. So let's say the guy got stolen from, and it really hurt him. It really hurt him. So you let that experience come into your head. And you remember the thief walking up to you and how it crossed your boundary and how it made you feel, you know, insecure and not safe, and he went into your pocket and that made you feel not protected, and you stole the wallet and he ran away, and then there was the fear, oh my god, my credit cards, how am I going to replace my driver's license? Just let everything come up. Let everything come up into your head and feel all of it. Feel it. And then at one point, even if you cry and everything, at one point it's going to stop and you're going to be able to breathe. What just happened? My friends, you just let go of something. And that's beautiful, because it shows us that if we really, really want to, we can let go of everything. You can let go of a breakup. You can let go of pain. Even the smallest of things that hurt you, or the biggest of things, you can't measure pain. The scary thing is that when we just become a big, you know, accumulation of pain, and we're 45 years old or 50 or 60 and we're just like a bunch of pain mashed up together. That's not healthy. You know, it makes you emotionally unavailable. How are you going to raise kids and be there for people who never experience pain when you're filled with pain and you're not even, you're just like, you're literally to the point where you're numb? It's not healthy. A person needs to face everything and address it. Now, I'm not saying this has to be a daily practice, but from my own personal experience, after I tried the letting go method a few times, eventually I didn't really need to practice it anymore, because I naturally was able to just let go of things. Like this, what this does is it really starts to put your feelings in tune and in check, and it starts to change you and mold you into a person that's more meaning. Like when you let go for the first time, and the next time something happens to you, it's gonna be a lot easier to let it go. You're not gonna have to stop your day and sit down and this. It's just gonna be like, okay. You breathe in, breathe out, let it go. Because you know why? Because now you're in tune with yourself. So now you're actually feeling things and letting things happen. And a really difficult thing to do is to go back to that inner child and do it. Some people use a therapist. Some people try a technique called regression to go back and to heal or to feel things. You know, me personally, what helps me the most is I just try to make amends with everything. I feel like my inner child is very happy. I feel like I'm a very happy individual. And a lot of it has nothing to do. I never had a therapist before. I never, you know, went to counseling. I never really, you know, thought it was my thing. I didn't like the idea of therapy. I like the idea of learning how to think for myself and becoming an independent thinker and writing my feelings down and understanding them. And that's really what I do. However, what I will say is that I think it's very proactive to do these things, and it's going to help you a lot in your life. Sometimes just being able to think things through is a lot more healthier than just going to different types of measures to heal and to not feel, and to take drugs and to smoke and to go for the hookups. Like one main thing that helped me, like I was saying before, is emunah bitachon and spirituality. It's the idea that nothing else, no other power in the world decided to give me my life than God. And now that I'm aware of that, it's like, okay, so why am I feeling this? God sent it to me. Why did this happen? God's trying to, like when you know that you have a father, not a father, like when you, like a God in heaven, you know, when you know that you have a God in heaven that's taking care of you and he wants the best for you, and there's nothing else or more besides his infinite glory that's looking out for you, you're gonna understand and realize that everything that you're going through and everything that you're experiencing is merely from him directly. And sometimes we put ourselves in these bad situations because of our choices. Sometimes Hashem doesn't always want you to feel something. But even in the dark places, and even when you go far away from Hashem, he's still gonna bring you a sense of a light. He's still gonna try to bring you back to him. And that's just I've seen this in my own life at moments when I wasn't so religious. Like, Hashem goes very, very far in order to bring a child back. Hashem has infinite mercy. He has infinite kindness and love that he wants to give to his children. And what's the problem? The problem is we don't see it. The problem is we don't appreciate it. And the problem is we think that God hates us, God forbid. God wakes you up every morning. God makes sure that everything is working by you. And even if it's not working, that's good too. Ultimately, your experiences don't define you. Your experiences rather mold you into who you're meant to become. And oftentimes, what you think you're able to accomplish and what you're actually doing is a lot, is like only a small percentage of your actual potential. And we can go very far in our lives. B'ezrat Hashem, using a letting go method and using some of the things that I spoke about and just becoming more aware of yourself should help you become the best version of yourself and to become unstoppable. Imagine a life for a second without fear, and a life where you completely heal your inner child, and a life where you're not walking around with anger, resentment, hatred, all these negative feelings, and you're just walking around with, okay, who can I give to now? How can I become like God? How can I emulate it? How can I become more of a giver instead of a taker? How can I change my life in this facet and make everything else change with it? And ultimately become great. Greatness doesn't mean to become rich and to become, you know, God knows what. Greatness means that you become a very big giver and not a taker, and you become essentially the best version of yourself, and you walk around with a smile, and you bring someone else up who's feeling down. Like all these ideas and concepts, this is greatness. This is how a person really tunes into him or herself and heals. Bezat Hashem, we should all be able to let go and heal the inner child inside of us, and ultimately become great. And becoming great starts with saying no to the wrong things and saying yes to the right things. And the more and more that you remove the negative layers and you remove the fear and you remove the being scared to start something new and remove all these feelings and just saying, you know what, let me try. Let me think objectively. Let me think with less emotion and more logic. How can I get to here if I want to do this? And then Bezat Hashem, we should all become the best versions of ourselves. And if you're a guy, like I always say, Shmirat Abrit, Minyanim, Shiurei Torah, this is a must. If you're not keeping Shabbat, if you're not keeping Debrit, if you're not going to Minyan, you have no chance. Like you need tools to go to battle. You're not just gonna win the battle without tools. And the same thing goes for a girl. Albeit women are more spiritual, but women need to work on their modesty, inner and outer. Shabbat is very big key. Praying, all these things. We need more of a connection with our Creator, and then we're gonna be more content with our lives, because our spirit is being fed, and we're gonna need to. And then we'll eventually search less outside for a connection with any sort of materialism or other person to just fill the void. What we really need is more spirituality. Have a great day.